Let's catch up now on the R. Kelly controversy ahead of his concert tonight in Greensboro, North Carolina. It's still on despite a campaign to cancel it. And yesterday, the music streaming service Spotify announced it will remove R. Kelly's music from its popular curated playlists. You have to find songs like this one yourself.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky.
Beautiful song, dark story attached. R. Kelly has been repeatedly accused of mistreating and abusing women and teenage girls, including in an explosive report from BuzzFeed last summer, running something of a cult. His lawyers deny it all, but the hashtag #MuteRKelly is growing. Jeff Edgers is national arts reporter at The Washington Post and host of the podcast Edge of Fame. And Jeff, you spent a lot of time with Tim and John Jelen Savage. Now, they say their daughter, Joy Selen, now 22, is one of those being held captive by R. Kelly? Tell us more.
Well, they're a family in Atlanta, and it's a very complicated story. But basically, the Savages brought Joycelyn, when she was 19, to meet Kelly. She's an aspiring singer, and they thought he could help her career. He ended up getting her his phone number, and they started a sexual relationship that her parents didn't find out about until, they say, later. And they really found out when they went to, get her at college, and she had emptied her room and was now living and traveling with Kelly. And so since that point, the last time they saw her was December 2016. This has played out privately and also somewhat publicly. And the Savages have actually also had some contact with Kelly. Here's an interview I did with Tim Savage where he's explaining what it was like talking to Kelly on the telephone one time.
I talked to Mr. Kelly on March the 1st of 2018, and he told me that trust the process to see my daughter. How can you tell a father that haven't seen his daughter in over 2 years to trust the process?
Well, we can hear the father's pain, but she is 22. So why is this so disturbing to people? And for one thing, she's not the only young woman living and traveling with him.
And there's also a history here dating back decades. And we reported that in a very lengthy report in The Washington Post. But, I spoke with six women by name who had previous relationships with Kelly that they described as abusive. What they describe is sort of an MO that isolates these women, that preys on very particular girls, young African-American girls who come from broken families and really don't have much else going on. And it's very stark when you hear them describe the idea that they're kept, separated from his normal pop, music life. They're kept in rooms. They have to get permission to use the bathroom. And they have to call him daddy. It's very, very disturbing stuff. I talked to one woman, Asante McGee, who lived with Kelly and ended up being sort of the whistleblower. And this is what she had to say.
Once he see that he have you where he wants you, then that's when he start doing the punishment, not feeding you, locking you in rooms, and, telling you. Basically, he makes you think that people are watching you.
So, Jeff Edgers, what is R. Kelly saying about this?
So Kelly hasn't actually spoken in an interview. I asked for months to meet with him, and I actually found him in Detroit at a hotel in a lobby and went up to him, and he refused to talk to me. But he sent out a statement to me at 1 in the morning right before we were set to publish, and he basically said, quote, that he has close relationships with a number of women who are strong, independent, happy, well cared for, and free to come and go as they will. His people have called this protest against him a public lynching. So he's had very strong words, and there's been no sense that he feels there's something that he's done that's wrong.
Well, and you've spoken about things that have happened over the years. There was a young girl who said she was having sexual relations with Kelly when she was 15. That was settled out of court. There was a sex tape allegedly made with a 14-year-old. He went on trial for that, charged with child pornography, found not guilty in 2008. And he was married to R&B singer Aaliyah. When she was just 15, reportedly, his manager helped get her a fake ID. And here's an exchange about the age of these young women with Ture in 2008.
Do you like teenage girls?
When you say teenage, how are we talking?
Girls who are teenagers.
Jeff Edgers, this is also blowing up because of the Me Too movement. You have people like John Legend, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, all getting on this Mute R. Kelly hashtag. What do you think is going to happen here?
it's hard to tell exactly what's going to happen. You know, his concerts are being protested, but in some cases they're taking place. Chicago was canceled, but Greensboro is on. One interesting thing I've found is that while there have been many celebrities of color, really, who've come out and voiced their support for some kind of action against Kelly, we haven't seen that same level of support and awareness from white celebrities. And so I am curious about where this leads. RCA Sony, his record label, has remained basically silent on this.
Jeff Edger is a national arts reporter at The Washington Post, host of the podcast Edge of Fame. Jeff, thank you.
Thanks for having me.